Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. I'm Steve Williamson. Mike Cosentinos
is right
across
here
from me,
yep.
And we're going to be talking about lobbying today. We're going to be talking about lobbying in Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about lobbying in the states, particularly in Arizona, with as much time as we have. Now, we're not talking about your local school district representative goes to Washington and talks to a congresswoman about more money for education. We're not even talking about, say, the coal industry drops by a congressperson's office, says, here's our arguments for coal. It's really, we have new energy, we have new ways to clean. We're not talking about people who lobby by discussion and argument and research and citizens' rights. We're talking about lobbying as massive amounts of money distorting the American political
system.
Huge
amounts of money. And lobbying is married to campaign finance. That's the other frame for this discussion. Once we start talking about lobbying, then we talk about where the money comes from in politics. But it's let's put some figures with this. Lobby expenses in 2010, $3.5 billion.
Now this is visible lobbying, folks. This is visible
lobbying guys,
money.
Yeah.
And when we say that there are a couple of years ago, probably higher now, it's larger in election year, that there are more than 13,000 registered lobbyists. That doesn't count people doing lobbying who are not registered lobbyists. 13,000 registered lobbyists. There are six healthcare lobbyists, Mike, for every public elected official in Washington.
Six
lobbyists.
What a great healthcare system we could have. We'd have universal healthcare from cradle to grave if this money was spent on healthcare. But obviously, I'm a Pollyanna and live in a different world.
Top lobbying firms make $40 million a year plus year after year after year after year. And there's a dozen of them.
And the other thing, do-gooder guys like us that we think that they spend all this money. The truth will out. The good guys always win in the end, and the bad guys get hauled off.
In fact, they argue that this kind of lobbying is sort of free speech. It's just like talking, but it's not. It's basically buying elected representatives.
Well, that's it. My point is they're so effective. 98% of the House goes to the biggest spender. 88% of the Senate goes to the biggest spender.
Those are the recent figures, folks.
Yeah.
So think about that. 98% of the House races are won by the guy who's got the most money. So if you don't have money, you're going to lose.
Right.
And everybody in the game of politics knows that. So where do you get money? Well, you can get money from Mike and I, but that's going to go a long way. So you have to get money from lobbyists.
Crown Royal costs $8 a shot down at the Golden Goose. You're not going to get a lot of money.
$5.3 billion was spent on the election in 2008. Massive amounts of money. Some of these organizations have traced the increase of spending from the 1970s to now, and it's gone up incredibly double, triple, quadrupling the amount of money spent.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is just show that it's whatever, at least for us anyway, our image of politics is not what it is. That money has changed everything. That corporations like the American Legislative Exchange Council and lobbyists write the laws that you and I live by. That's the biggest thing. The revolving door between lobbyists and government going back and forth. This lobbyist today is your legislature tomorrow. And then we have
Here's Jack Abramoff. All right. He says one of the best ways. Now, this is the most notorious jailed lobbyist in the country. He's now, what would you call it, reformed himself in writing books and giving lectures against lobbying and making still more money.
I like Jerry Rubin doing barbecue books here.
Yeah. get what you want, what he wanted, was the best thing to do was offer a high-ranking congressional aide a high-paying job after they decided to leave office. He says, after that, we owned them.
And it was very subtle. You know, they'd be doing a fundraiser for the candidate or for the office holder. Or just at a party or just anywhere. And just, oh, by the way, when you're done with this, you know, we had our eye on you. We think you'd fit really well into this, you know, $3 million.
There's a displacement of the bribe, basically, with the actions. So you haven't given the person the money. They are still working where they're
haven't agreed necessarily
to do anything. But you have them anyway.
That's always just a conversation.
It's really an ingenious thing to do.
The other insidious thing that we had to talk about this morning was, like I say, talking about the American Legislative Exchange Council, which we've talked about before, which wrote the SB 1070 law in Arizona. And this is funded by the Koch brothers and a few others, large corporations. We're talking about they introduced 50 bills in Virginia. They introduced dozens of bills in Florida. Word for word bills. This is a one-stop shop for corporations to get to legislators. And someday we'll read all the list of Arizona legislators.
Do you have the quote?
50 in Virginia, dozens in Florida. Dozens in Arizona, 33 in Ohio. There is no comparable organization on the left. We all say, well, you know, by this time you throw up your hands and say, oh, yeah, well, it's all the same. You know, the Democrats do it one way, Republicans do it another, but there is nothing like this on the left. Maybe George Clooney, I don't know.
We have that quote there, Mike, with the legislator in Florida.
Oh, Rachel Bergen.
Tell the folks about Rachel Bergen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not it, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, Rachel introduces a piece of ALEC legislation. She gets some right-wing thing that she likes from... And then she starts reading...
Cutting taxes for the wealthy. Yeah.
Say it again?
Cutting taxes for the wealthy.
Yeah. And she starts reading it on the floor of the government house that she works in, just like they're supposed to. And then she reads the boilerplate paragraph that includes... all ALEC model legislation contains a boilerplate paragraph describing ALEC's adherence to free market principles and limited government. And so she reads this, whereas it is in the mission of the American Legislative Exchange Council to advance Jeffersonian principles of free markets, limited government, federalism, and individual liberty, and then she goes on.
Here's somebody, we've been claiming that they do this because the bills are so similar, and you can go to these websites and they have elaborate analysis of word-for-word comparison with ALEC bill to bills, say, introduced in the Arizona
Common Cause has done a great job at that,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, they have. And here we have somebody really step into it and actually quote Alex in the bill. They've so little read it. They're paying so little attention. They're so used to putting Alex bills in, they make a mistake.
Well,
and actually
includes
the language, the Alex language.
And she was so misinformed. She thought it was part of the law. She thought that this is a cool introduction.
What can one say?
I don't know. I want to mention, since we're in Arizona, we want to mention the Goldwater Institute. They are writing right now all of the anti-union legislation for the that's being introduced in Arizona. And there is no comparable organization on the left like the Goldwater Institute on a state level. They have been responsible for much legislation, certainly, and certainly some of the most controversial legislation during this session is coming out of the Goldwater Institute.
And this is almost entirely a Republican thing. And Democrats do take lobbyist money or do get lobbyist support, just like everybody else. Now, there is a problem there. And what happens is, you know, the lobbyist goes in and talks to the congressional representative about something they want done. They walk away. They form a PAC to give the congressional representative money. They form all these things. But there's, again, like we were talking about earlier, a time displacement. This time there's an entity displacement. So the person who goes and talks to you, you agree to do it. The money comes in semi-legitimate-looking channels.
Right. Right.
And that's the way it's done. So, all right, the economy is collapsing a few years ago. This is right when the TARP, so whatever you think of the TARP and bailing out the banks and stuff, they're desperate. The economy is crashing. The Congress refuses when the Congress refuses to pass it, there's a crash in the market. Everything is chaotic. They vote against the bill. So sweeteners get introduced. Now here whatever they're right or wrong, they think the economy is crashing, and the way to get the bill through is to extend an excise tax rebate for Puerto Rican rum. It costs taxpayers $100 million in money. Tax breaks for makers of movies. And I think a lot of you folks will believe in this tax break. Extension of a special tax break for the owners of stock car racing tracks. $100 million there.
Yeah, I'm a closet NASCAR fan. I can't admit that in my liberal circles, but I listen to Mike Tabak and his whole NASCAR thing. But this is, this is crazy. This is like, let's see, talk about the definition of special interests. It's insane. But we talked about getting down to the state level. The most obvious demonstration of this in Arizona is Jan Brewer's aides, the Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona, and her aides, some of them are connected to the prison industry. Paul Sensman. Private prison industry that they're trying to build, even though we don't need them anymore.
So when you hear that we're building private prisons in Arizona that cost more money than public prisons, and you see that there's two or three people from the private prison industry working as high level aides for Jan Brewer. You're kind of curious about whether there's a connection with that.
Well, Chad Campbell said in Sedona a couple weeks ago, Jan Brewer has done nothing that in Arizona government that hasn't benefited herself or her friends. And she's interested, he said she's interested in doing nothing that doesn't benefit herself or her friends. So when it comes to other things like education, health care for children, she can't be bothered with that stuff because there's no percentage in it.
It's a disturbing feedback mechanism. It's people, they call it the revolving door. You go from working at Congress and being a congressman to working as a lobbyist, and then you go from being a lobbyist, the new Republican candidate for CD1. They call him Payday Payton.
Payday Payton, yeah.
Because he used to represent. So the lobbyists are now running for Congress. It's out in the open. This used to be kind of a dark secret.
Right.
This money was flowing in
there.
It
is coming out so much better. We might have to do another show on ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, because it reads like a blueprint for Arizona, the legislature. Their big concerns are anti-immigrant legislation, the privatization of prisons, as we said, voter suppression, attacks on workers' rights, and the privatization of public education. People like Ron Gould, who we are going to be associated with, I believe, at least is running in, is according to
the new congressional district folks splits Sedona, where I live, into the first district, and it takes Mike, who lives down in Cottonwood, and puts him over in what they call the River District.
But Ron Gould is against public education. He believes complete private education is the way to go.
We've been complaining about Gosar, but Gosar is now the most moderate guy in the Republican race in your district, Mike. I mean,
we're taking a huge a shift to the right.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap it up, folks. We'll talk about this. We want to talk about lobbying next week, Mike.
There is a lot more to say. I mean, this is this influence of corporate money can't be overstated.
So check our website. We've got a lot of information. There's a lot of interesting stuff written by Gary Lemaster, who does independent research. We've got papers scattered in front of us, but Gary's is a real researcher. And again, you can go on the website, write us if you have any questions. We'll tell you where we get this information. It is complicated, and figures do vary a little bit.
I didn't want to step on that. Yeah, Gary Lemaster does a great job for us on VVID.org, Verde Valley Independent Democrats. Check it out.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.